Blog Talk Radio.
Good Saturday, pre-Father's Day morning to you all. Welcome. Welcome to the 97th episode of Hand and Footprints. Can you imagine 97 episodes? I couldn't have done it without you guys. Thank you so very much. But welcome to the 97th edition of Hand and Footprints. I am your host with the most, Miss Ricky R. Jones. You guys could be anywhere for the next hour, but you chose to be right here with me, and I truly, truly do not count it robbery, and I appreciate it to be able to do 97 shows in the last 2 years. Like I said, I couldn't have done it without you guys, and I truly appreciate it. Welcome back to those of you who are a constant support of Hand and Footprints in the 15-Minute Conundrum. Both air right here on Blog Talk Radio Wednesday night and Thursday morning. Wednesday night and Saturday mornings right here. And for those of you who are just tuning in, thank you so much. Again, I truly appreciate it. You could have been anywhere, but you're here with me. We are still celebrating Black men this entire June. I love all the months that I do different shows. I really do. But there are certain months that I really enjoy a whole heck of a lot, and June is definitely one of them. I get a chance to really bring to you outstanding men who are truly walking in purpose and division and everything that they're supposed to be doing. They really are doing it, and I love bringing that to you all. So I just like all the other shows that we've been doing this month, it has been a great month. We're getting ready to wind down. I'm going to hate to see June go. But, you know, the men are out there and they're doing their thing, especially it's definitely good that we do this because we need to see the images of men, because I know a lot of what we see on the air is not necessarily really indicative of what's out there, because there are a whole lot of brothers doing a whole lot of great things, and we just need to promote that. So I thank you for allowing me to promote that. Those of you who are listening and you called in, 347-826-9723, 347-826-9723. Press the number 1 if you want to get in on the conversation. And make sure that you tell your friends to tune in and listen to the conversation as well. For those of you who are online, I see you guys. I see you guys out there, and you have your instant messages up. You can hit me up on Facebook. It's going to be either, you can hit me up two ways on Facebook. You can either go through the Ricky Jones page or you can go through the Hand and Footprints page. Either or, if you have a comment or a question, just hit me up there, because we do get a lot of our online listeners from different parts of the country and different parts of the world, so we truly, truly appreciate it. Shout out to France, because we've gotten some nice feedback and some interesting questions and topics that we're going to kind of explore. So shout out to France, definitely, definitely. So let's get started. What can I say about this man other than, let me tell you what, according to his bio, but you're going to get so much more from that too. But Randall E. Toby is a Brooklyn native. Shout out to Brooklyn. We got some Brooklyn folks on today. Thanks. He's faced adversity at an early age when his mother was diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia. Her illness attributed to her losing her job, and the family was eventually evicted from their apartment. After several weeks of being homeless, their family was finally placed in what was referred to as a welfare hotel by the city of New York's HRA. And over the next several years, the family constantly moved back and forth between several relatives' homes. Randall often speaks of being homeless as one of the best things that happened to him. And I know you're like, what? Yeah. It's, according to him, he says, it made me stronger and prepared me to handle more than the average person could bear. Today, he strongly believes one of the greatest things you can do is to bring out the best in someone else. His high energy message is genuine, relevant, and always encouraging. Let your situation be your motivation, is his creed, and reminds us all that each of us is responsible to consistently work toward overcoming our fears, both real and imagined, in order for us to reach our goals. His presentations are tailored for each individual audience, and his message is one of encompassing, defeating obstacles, and making the right, sound, and credible choices in and for your life. He reminds us, with a little bit of pain, but we all can turn our trials into open doors that can be embraced each and every day to the fullest. God bless each of us with a gift. What are you doing with yours? That's the question he is known to ask of his audience. And I'm glad because when I read the bio and I said, I'm putting this man on the radio. That's what I'm doing. That's how I'm using my gift. Randall E. Tobey first entered the business world as a sales professional working for such corporate leaders as American Express, Verizon Wireless, Sprint PCS, and AAA. He utilized his management, sales, and marketing experience to start several small businesses. Randall experienced his first exposure to business after helping to promote parties for such legendary hip-hop artists as Grandmaster Flash and Furious Five, Run-DMC, Dougie Fresh, and the Crash Crew while attending college. This experience later led him to collaborating with his brothers and several friends to launch their own artist management and production company entitled International Entertainment Network, Inc., IEN. He managed several artists and DJs, including New York's 107.5 FM DJ John Robinson, rapper Positive K, and video choreographer Shake, whose work including working for renowned R&B artists such as Johnny Kemp, Guy, and Bobby Brown, just to name a few. His hard work and dedication resulted in Capitol Records choosing him to serve as road manager for the Black Havana album tour to England and Germany. Randall, along with his lovely wife, Claudia, launched a natural line of organic soaps, which is made in their home and consists of organic goat's milk, shea butter, essential oils, and vegetable-based coloring. Soy candles were added in line in fall of 2010, and their products are sold online as well in several stores in New York, New Jersey, and Philadelphia. This gentleman thrives on sharing his experience and his expertise to assist aspiring entrepreneurs to pursue their dreams of business ownership. And to that end, Randall has developed solid relationships with business community and political leaders and has proven to be a leader who strives to inspire others. With his 15 years of business, Randall is a trainer, speaker who offers street smarts, real-world business, and life experience that are used to motivate and inspire the lives that cross his path. He is the founder of Magnificent Men Mentoring Group and is on the board of the directors of the West ATCO Youth in Action and is currently the Morristown Business Association, South Jersey Business Alliance, and is a former member of the African American Business and Professional Network. Randall was also a featured guest in 2015 on Season 2, Episode 1 of the popular show Ask a Black Man on MadamNoel.com. I could go on and on and on, but I'm telling you, when I say that this brother is absolutely phenomenal, and I'm glad that you guys get a chance to really hear what God has blessed him with and the message that he has. It's just, what more can I say? But good morning, Randall. How are you? Welcome to Hand and Footprints.
Good morning, Ricky, and congratulations on your 97th show.
Yay! 97, yay! How are you this morning? Thank you for being here.
I am doing magnificent, and I'm so honored to spend a few minutes with you. I'm so happy for your ability to bless our community by sharing important subject matters, and I appreciate you so much.
Oh, thank you, thank you. And like you said in the question that you asked, God gives us, and I tell my son all the time, he gives us abilities and he gives us talents. And one of our jobs, besides, you know, treating people fair and doing, you know, no harm and all that, is to make sure that you're utilizing your gift. And I kind of knew that this was a gift, but it took me a while to develop it. But I'm so glad that I followed in, and I'm so glad I had a support system to kind of say, hey, go ahead and do this. I'm glad I'm able. It's a blessing to me is meeting gentlemen like you who I can tell your story. And people can get a chance to listen. So I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome.
All right, so let's talk about Randall. Because this is really what this whole, the next time that we're going to be, this whole hour that we're together is. All right, so I know you gave us a lot in your bio, and that's a nice cleaned up version, but how did Randall E. Tobey become the man, the myth, the legend, really, to, you know, to develop to who he is. How did he take his personal situation and really see? Because a lot of people, when they see their situation and they feel as though there's no way out and there's a whole lot of chaos and confusion, some people fall to the wayside and some people take something of it. So how did you decide that you were going to take this adversity and do something with it?
That's a great question. I have to start by saying that everything I've gone through, from being homeless to being jobless, has made me the man I am today. So you have two choices, every human being. When things hit us, we can do two things. We can cry, we can complain, and we can lay down. Or the second thing is take everything that our ancestors have left us with and use that to be our power. And that's why I say let your situation be your motivation. What I mean by that is if you've been drug addicted for 26 years and you've been clean for 26 days, to me, you are successful. If you've been molested as a child and can still have a great relationship with somebody else, to me, you're successful. If you're broke with no money in a shelter, but you're with your kids, to me, you still got a second chance to make it. So it's really looking at what we're dealing with and using that power to take us where we want to go. And that's the simplest way I could put it. Having been homeless with my brother Glenn growing up, it was a very powerful thing, having a mother with mental illness, being teased at our kids, you know, your kids, your mom's crazy, and hearing those things and living with relatives is very stressful. So I started watching people who are successful, and I started asking myself, what are they willing to do when no one else is? And that one thing is, you're still going to have the problem, you're still going to be upset, but you still got to move forward, Ricky, no matter what.
Right, and you're right, because as I know for me, going through different things, at some point in time, to me, what I found is that you get tired of talking about the same thing over and over again, telling the same story. Oh, I get tired of hearing my voice, although I love it on the mic, but sometimes, you know, I learned that you get tired of telling the same story over and over again. It sounds like a broken record. And how did you know, and you're saying that, you know, you watch people, how did you know that you wanted to get into business, you know, and actually sharing your story? Because your story is personal. What made you feel like that's what you wanted to do?
That's a great question. I think I started working for a company that had a contract with the city of New York, and I was an account manager working with men and women that had a criminal background. They all had felonies or misdemeanors. And as they came into the program, my responsibility was helping them to find a job. Well, when I would walk into the classroom, I sometimes would start talking to them. And I'd watch their eyes light up. So I said, you know what, guys, when I grew up, my younger brother, one of my brothers, and I lived in the street, and I went through my story. And the room was dead silent. And then I felt a tear come to my eye, and I said, wow, I finally released myself of my pain because somebody can relate what I've gone through. So I realize that whatever you've gone through in your life as an individual, somebody needs to hear that because you're going to heal another person because you can relate to them and they know if you made it out, you could make it out too. So now I know that's my calling and my destiny, and I'm doing my best every morning when I wake up to have an impact on one person before I go to bed.
So now how long did that take you to kind of realize it? Was it something that it was just in that one particular instant, or it was something that you started seeing in a pattern over and over again?
I think the biggest thing was when men and women would come out of prison or on probation, they would want to be assigned to me specifically. There were people there with more experience that had been in the program. I'm pretty new, but I knew my anointing was to be a leader. So I started seeing that people really wanted to hear what I had to say, and they were drawn to me. So they'd always say, well, can I have Mr. Toby? Can he be my account manager? Or people would open up about being molested or homeless or being robbed and tell me things they hadn't told their own children or their parents. And I knew that was what I was supposed to be, is be an ear to somebody that needed to, you know, really talk about what they wanted to hear. So I took it could be looked at as a burden, but to me, I looked at it as a blessing because not everyone has somebody to talk to. And, you know I got a letter from a young lady who told me she was going to commit suicide. She walked into my workshop, she heard me speak, and she wrote me this long letter about the impact it had on her life. So now from that point on, I've never been tired because no matter how I feel, I make sure I operate at 100% because that first person that meets me may have never met me before, and I may have a message just for them, like many people have just for me, Ricky.
Right. So working with newly released and that population from there, and I'm assuming that you've worked with them for a good amount of time, from there, how did you make your next move, and where was it?
That's a great question. There's a gentleman by the name of Mr. Sledge, and he's a motivational speaker in Harlem. Terrell College, every week or once a month, he would have an event, and he happened to come in the program and hear me speak. And he was drawn to me because people would always talk about him. And he said, listen, I'm looking to have an event once a month dedicated to men, and I know that's something you're focusing on. And he asked me to come in once a month, and I could have that day to do whatever I wanted. And that's when I decided to name it Magnificent Men, because I believe that every man inside has the ability to be magnificent. And what I mean by that, Ricky, is when we're children, we're told as we're growing up, you are too dark. You are too light. You are too fat. Mm-hmm. You are too skinny. And all of a sudden, all those dreams of being an astronaut or a nurse dissipate. And we allow those things to keep us from our greatness. So by having the opportunity with him, I was able to go in once a month and do workshops catering to a variety of issues from how to answer the conviction question in an interview, professional presentation on a job interview, what to wear, how to speak, and how to answer questions. And that was kind of my initial start of every month in Harlem, being there with him until it's time for me to move on.
Wow. And that we're going to – I'm going to come back to that with talking about your group. But that is amazing how you noticed and recognized. And that's a blessing within itself because, like I said, a lot of us go through this life, and when we're kids, we're told – and sometimes we do that as a community just within ourselves, and we don't mean any harm, you know, because a lot of us have been beaten down by the ways of life, and, you know, it's all about, you know, telling our children they have to make it and they have to survive, because a lot of times we're so much in survival mode that we tell our kids, well, you know, they say, oh, Mom, I want to be an astronaut. Well, honey, you know, you can't be an astronaut until you can learn how to pay your bills and that kind of thing. So it's like, well, you got to get a job before you get on the moon. I'll take you to the moon, all right, that type of thing. And a lot of us don't mean any harm when we do that. But I think, you know, I think it starts at home where we don't foster our kids. Like right now my son is sitting, and a lot of the guests and my audience knows a lot of times my son sits in the studio with me. And he's just doing his thing. He is the Lego master. There is not a Lego, I swear, this boy thinks he can't build. So even though I hate stepping on, because like right now, if I get up, I know I'm a trip over these doggone Legos. I know it. But I look at it for him to say, well, you do these Legos, and let's see, maybe you can build something, because I find it amazing to watch him. And with that being said, what do you say to... because in your group, in your mentoring group, do you also speak to parents, and specifically are there male parents that you're talking to, and kind of encourage them how to have the conversations to live their dreams and to tell their children to live their dreams?
Absolutely. Many times parents are allowed to come. Mothers bring their sons sometimes. We actually get more mothers, believe it or not, than fathers. And one of the things we talk about is not putting limitations on your children. You know, you get a child, you say, well, this kid is great at math, but they can't do anything else, or another one's great at sport. But I personally believe that God gives us more than one gift, and sometimes you have a gift for a season. So I thought I was going to be the next Puff Daddy. I spent over 12 years in the entertainment world. You know, I'm never going to work a 9-to-5. I had my friend Phil and my brothers Mike and Kenny, and we had this little group, and we're traveling the world, but it wasn't meant to be. But what I did learn to do was to be extremely organized, to be a leader, and take those gifts for something else. So we have to have those conversations with our children, look at what they're naturally good at, lead them in that direction, but make them prepared in case it doesn't work out. You can do more than one thing. And that's very important to know. And especially for men, you know, we are defined often by our jobs. So I'd get men that have been doctors or lawyers or maybe a laborer, and all of a sudden they have to change careers, and now they feel like failures. Well, you know, God put you in that position only for that moment, and all those skill sets are transferable to something else. So maybe your whole life you've been an administrative assistant, and you injure yourself. Well, girl, you knew you could cook. Why don't you open a catering company? So we have to be open-minded to the different opportunities and make our young children, both boys and girls, aware that they have more than one gift and start to nurture it.
Now, let's go back to that. You thought you were going to be the next Puff Daddy. Now, in your bio, you talk about how you were, you know, working at different companies. And like you said, you're defined by your job. You know, you, and I'm pretty sure you've done quite well and you've been successful. And just speak to those experiences of working, I guess what they can say, the corporate side of it. And, you know, because a lot of us, we get onto the corporate side, and there's nothing wrong with that. For those of you who are in the corporate area, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Because I know it's rough. It's enjoyable and it's rough at the same time, because sometimes what you see, what your vision is, may not align with what the corporate's vision is, and sometimes it does. But you could have stayed in that arena, you know, you could have stayed with the whole being the next Puff Daddy, especially when you've met and been, you know, had your hand in that whole world of music and business and everything else. What made you decide that you want to come out of that to help people? Because you could have stayed. You know, a lot of times we get into our positions and we're very good at our positions and we stay. I always tell my students in the beginning of every class, there was always something missing. So that always made me want to try something different. But you could have stayed. Why didn't you?
That's a great question. Well, we did it for quite some time. We had some success. We actually went overseas to Germany and London and Switzerland. And after a while, you know, the market changed, and we were forced by destiny to have to change our direction. So I took some time off for about a year. I really wasn't sure what I wanted to do because I didn't expect to work a job again. But I've always been a professional salesman. So when I got into the marketplace, I worked for American Express for 3 years as an account manager, dealing with executives all over the world. I worked with Verizon Wireless. And the funny thing is, you know, I figure I give up. I'm not going to try to be an entrepreneur anymore, and I'm going to work at 9 to 5 and be happy. And I was miserable. So what happened was I actually was let go from Sprint PCS, and I promised myself, as long as they can fire you, they can control you. And when I was taken on to work with those with a criminal background, I took everything I learned in the entertainment industry, managing artists, traveling, difficult situations, organizational skills, financing. And I really realized that that was my calling, and it was to be a helper and a provider and a mentor. And it came very naturally because as a young man, I would go to weddings and they want me to do the congratulations. At Thanksgiving, they wanted me to say the grace. And all I wanted to do was sit in the corner and chill. But I realized that every time I spoke, Ricky, the way people looked at me and how quiet people got, I knew that was God's favor. I knew it was my calling, and I poured everything I have into my since then.
And it's funny because a lot of times we get hard-headed, and that's great that you did listen, because a lot of times we get hard-headed because we see something, and at the end of every show, and you'll hear it today, I tell everybody, if it's not like breathing, don't do it, because it's the truth. If what you do, because I have a lot of my students say, I don't know what I want to do, or what's this, or what's that. Oh, I hear people say, you know, I don't want to do, and I don't know what it is to do. What do you do that's just like breathing? But I think for all that, even though, you know, you had success and everything else, and you noticed that people were gravitating towards you, and you saw that it was your gift, I know a part of you, and I'm going to have to ask, and you can tell me no, but a part of you, did it ever ask or ever say to you that little thing on your shoulder, say, now, you know, there's not a whole lot of money in being this trainer, this speaker, you know, you just giving your services out for free. Have you had that feeling or even had people say to you, you want to go that route? There's not a whole lot that you can get. There's not a whole lot you can gain. There's not a whole lot of place you can go. You know, not necessarily being a hater, but sometimes, you know, a doubting Thomas, so to speak.
Absolutely, Ricky. Because you know, giving sometimes you don't receive any gratification financially immediately. But one thing that has kept me on track as a trainer in the Back to Work program, and let me just explain briefly what that is. When men and women apply for public assistance or welfare, they must go to Harlem to a program where they have to seek jobs. And as a trainer teaching these skill sets, I've accumulated over 250 handwritten notes, letters, and cards for men and women that I serve. And every time I wonder and worry about the money or the cash or the finances, I really have to sit back and look at these individuals, what they've gone through, and how a few minutes together or spending time with me has changed their entire life. And I believe because I do it from the heart, because it's my destiny, that if I do the work looking for nothing in return, God will take care of the rest. So a lot of it is based on faith and favor and opportunity. And by being a leader means you do the right thing even when it doesn't feel like it. And things will work out. I know at the end that I'll be able to do it on a larger scale where we can feed the homeless and we can go into the prisons, which is something we're working on right now, to make a huge impact.
I thank you. And I tell you, blessing that you're going to have with people and you continue to have with people, the littlest things, you make such a big impact. For those of you who are just tuning in, welcome. No, you have not missed. I'm just glad. I won't say you won't miss a whole lot because you have missed a lot, but that's okay. That's okay. We're glad that you are here. Thank you for tuning in. If you have a question, you're on air with Mr. Randall E. Toby. And if you have a question, since you're online, you can either shoot me a message via Facebook or you can press the number 1. Oh, look at that. And we actually have a caller. Randall, you ready?
I'm born ready, girl.
I like that. Good morning. Welcome to Hand and Footprints. How are you?
First of all, how should see your life, Miss Ricky?
Hey, Brother O, how you doing?
I am down here in Orlando with my son. He just got fouled by shooting a shot. But I wanted to give, you know how much I love you, Ricky, for what you do. And I had to always take time for you because, like I said, also, you know, going back to our days in House State Productions, and you're doing great work. I heard your guest, and going to feed the homeless in the prison, that's true ministry. And a lot of times people don't have the outreach anymore. And that's what we do at our company, which I won't mention right now because it's all about Hands Footprint. But it's all about the outreach. If you're not trying to help somebody along the way without profiting on your own from your own self, that's what a giving is, when you don't profit from anything you do, but you help others. So, I mean, I just want to praise God for your ministry, Ricky. You're doing an outstanding job. You know, I love it. Let me tell you something. Everybody on Blog Talk Radio, if you don't like Ricky, something wrong with you, and I'm out.
Thanks, brother. Oh, I appreciate it. Enjoy your time down there in Florida. But he brings up a good point. You know, we get into, and just like you said, you get into your calling and your ministry, and you see what you're designed to do, and so you get into it. But a lot of times what we recognize and sometimes may not recognize is that we have to have good teammates and good support to be able to see our mission through, and a lot of times we don't get that. So I heard you say that we are a team and an entity. Is that something that developed or something that you were blessed with from the gate to be able to develop the team? And who are your teammates?
That's a great question. Well, I have to say my number one teammate is my wife, Claudia, because she has been my backbone. And I say to people that a good woman can make a good man great. And the reason I'm able to do what I do is based on her sacrifice, her belief in me. And I can be weak, and I can be insecure, and she still reminds me who I am every day. And she sacrificed a great deal as well because she's part of the organization, and she really sets up all the special events. And then I also have a gentleman by the name of Troy Gibson and Reggie Smith, James Harris, Kioka. And as a team, we really reach out to others along with a number of volunteers from the community who have sacrificed their time to make this dream a fruition. And I want to commend that gentleman that called in because he's absolutely right. And let me just share this with you really quickly, Ricky. Since 2002, the United States has had the highest incarceration rate in the entire world. And that's a little bit frightening. And when you look further into the numbers, one in three black men can expect to go to jail in their lifetime. And then when it comes to Latino males, it's 1 in 6, and Caucasian men are 1 in every 17. So one of the issues is people go away and are locked up, and we think, okay, good for you, you're never going to come out. But once they're released, they often come out angrier because they could not find a job, and they may have changed. So it's important that we go in the prison and talk to them and prepare them and get them ready, because eventually they're going to come back to society, and many of them are going to be entrepreneurs, business people, and very successful. So we hope to help and help to build in that trend by being a conduit for them or a bridge to their greatness as well.
And that's great. Now, are you, or have you, with your group, have you done, because I'm also a firm believer in helping folks, you know, once they're in their situation, but I also believe the main thing is to help them before they even get to a certain situation in the first place, whether it's incarceration, whether it's the inability to, you know, have sufficient amount of, you know, pay from their job and things of that nature to be able to sustain their families and things of that. Do you provide services before, maybe if you're dealing with those who are incarcerated, do you talk to the folks who may be at a quote-unquote what they call at risk or likely to have, you know, these experiences?
Absolutely. At our traditional meetings, which we hold every 2 months, we have a holistic approach. So we discuss things about how to be a good mate, proper dining etiquette. We talk about interview and presentation skills. So we do try to reach many young people and even adult males besides those that are incarcerated. We deal with anybody from an airline pilot, from a doctor, to a guy that's doing maintenance. So we do have the ability to cover other things as well. So we're serving, actually, like you said, two populations, those that have been incarcerated and those that are out here trying to have an impact on their thinking and the way they prepare themselves for their future and their careers. So we're trying to tap it from all areas as best we can.
What, and that's, beginning and end is always good. Beginning, middle, and end, that's really how you create the story, truly. What have you, if any, what have you found to be the most challenging, you know, getting your message out there and serving and helping the masses? What has been challenging for you?
I think one of the things is we find that we have a lot more women that volunteer to get involved than men. Now, we have men that want to be involved, but it seems like for every one gentleman that calls me or emails me or meets me, I get 20 women that come to me and go, listen, Mr. Toby, can I come in and do a workshop? Can I do some training? I'm not sure why that is. I'm trying to figure it out. The men that do get involved are very dedicated, but I guess women as nurturers appear to kind of take it on naturally, and sometimes I may have to have 2 or 3 conversations with a man or a young man before they have any interest in coming out. And I found that if it's a party or a show or something fun, a lot of times they'll jump right into that. But when it comes to giving back and you don't get paid for it and you may not get recognized for it, it's sometimes hard to let people know or convince them that this is going to have an impact on your community and eventually your home and your family.
All right, those of you men who are out there, Father's Day is around the corner. You heard my brother. Talk to these young folks. Tell them, hey, it's, sometimes it's not all about all that show and flash and getting paid. Sometimes it really just is doing what's in your heart to do. And I know there are some men who don't want to pay attention to that, but if you know a man or if you know a young man, speak it into his ear. You never know, because we have to start at home, because a lot of times we think, oh, you know, we look out what's going on in society. Oh, they did this to us. Oh, they did that to us. And I'm a firm believer in a lot of what others, how others treat us is how we treat ourselves. And I think if we take that look inside and say, all right, this is, if we treat ourselves in a certain type of way, then people have no other choice but to recognize. They may not like it, but they have no choice but to recognize, if I'm not going to put up with the foolishness and the shenanigans, you shouldn't try to bring it to my door. You know what I mean? Those of you who are just calling in, thank you so much for being in. We're Hand and Footprint. This is the 97th episode. I am on with Mr. Randall E. Toby, speaker, entrepreneur, man extraordinaire, definitely a brother that you want to, those of you who are listening, definitely want to try to hook up with. We definitely want to get him down here in the Philadelphia area to kind of help out and hook up with some other great works and great things. So now, with your mentoring group, please explain to everyone how they can get a hold of you and how they can approach you, and just about the group in itself.
Absolutely. Well, basically, our main thing is to try to help young men, and I have to say older men as well, be better leaders in the community. We discuss things such as 7 ways to be a great dad. And what I mean by that is being a dad doesn't mean you just pay the bills, because anybody can pay the bills. But it's actually being involved. It makes a huge difference. So instead of going to the club with a friend or watching the football game, turn the TV off. Take your son for a walk. Take your daughter for a walk. Ask them how their day was. What are their dreams? So you can be totally involved. We also talk about career paths, you know, utilizing your gift and your skill to take you where you want to go. And that don't just go into careers, but look at where the trends are going, like technology and other areas as well. You don't have to be an athlete or a rapper or a musician to be successful. There are a lot of people behind the scenes in technology making 6 figures or more. So we're trying to get them to expand the way they think and the way they look as well. We talk about bullying, school violence, how different laws and law enforcement and the policies affect our community. And also they're able to cry and laugh and know that whatever we talk about, it's done in a safe environment. You are not judged whatsoever. And then once a year, we do an event called Anything is Possible Youth Career Expo. And with that, we partnered with the YMCA located in Vanderbilt Midtown, where we had kids come out and we talked about everything to do with jobs, finding work as a whole. And we're always looking to partner, Ricky, with other organizations. Right now, we've connected with the One Family, One Community Initiative, which is run by Tony Herbert, who's a community activist, and we're part of his thing. And a few months ago, there was something called Save Our Sons Night, where men brought their sons and nephews and other men for an evening to talk about things. So there are things out there, and if we can collaborate, we can hit Philly and New York, down south and everywhere else. But it's got to start with the individual, because one man can make a difference.
And that is the truth. So now the one man who wants to make a difference, how does he get a hold of you? How does he step to you and say, hey, brother, I like what you're doing. Let's get together.
Absolutely.
Or how can I help you?
They can always give us a call, and we'll set an appointment to get together to talk. Typically, it's usually Claudia and Kioka who do a screening process, because there is an application you fill out, because we have to make sure that what you've gone through and what you have to offer and you're serious about what you're doing. But one way to reach us is you can call us via the phone, and I'll give that number, and it is 609-468-4951. That's 609-468-4951. And I'll also give a second number, which I found out this morning we're having a problem with, but it should be rectified soon. And that number is a toll-free number that you can call us at any time at 888-239-3646. And you can also visit our website at any time, and I'll give the URL. And it's pretty simple. It's the letter MM, then a dash, MG.org. We'll just put in Magnificent Men Mentoring Group, and you'll see some information on what we do.
And if you missed all that, don't worry. Don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. Randall's going to put it onto the Hand and Footprints show page, so don't worry about it. If you guys want to email me, and if you have any more questions, you can email me at themsrrikkijones@gmail.com. But don't worry, if you've missed out, you can always listen to the show again. It's archived, but you can also, like I said, he's going to place all of his information onto the Hand and Footprints page. So you definitely make sure that you go to the Hand and Footprints page and pull it up, and there'll be a link so that you can be directly connected and to him and the mentoring group and just everything, okay? So don't be worried. All right. What was the next thing I was going to ask? Because I'm getting so much feedback on folks are hitting me up on Facebook, because that was one of the main questions. We had a couple of gentlemen who, especially in the Philadelphia area, were interested in, you know, hooking up with you and talking about some things, because we have some fantastic men who are doing great things here in the city, and there's nothing like hooking brothers together up and having them just, you know, bombard what's needed, because we have to be everywhere, because there's so many different avenues that we have to approach for our community, especially for our kids, especially for our men, to be a support. But so I'm getting a lot of feedback that I'm going to pass on to you, Randall, a little bit later. Oh, yep, just got from the one of the gentlemen from the BME community wants to hook up with you, and once they come out of conference, I'm going to give you, and once we come off the air, I'm going to give you that information. So, and they have been, absolutely. We've had a couple of their members on as guests, and they are an absolute fantastic group. So definitely, definitely, definitely. Now, I'm getting a question from one of our listeners online out of Texas, and the question is, if I want to make, like, honestly, she's saying her and her husband are, they're speakers. Like, well, they're trainers, speakers and trainers. And they wanted to know, how can they go about taking what they do, what they enjoy for a living, you know, kind of doing it into the masses. Like, they want to set it up as a business. What kind of model should they use to do that, you know, taking their experiences and being able to reach the masses?
That's a great question. One of the most simplest things to do is start in your living room. We had an event where we had our two teenage children have their friends come over, and we sat them down and said, no, it's not about music, it's not about fun. We're going to talk about proper interview skills. And we said, what we want you to do is tell us, when someone asks you a question like, tell me about yourself, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And then they can also go out to the public library or local businesses in their area and then ask them, can they sponsor an evening where they'll give an hour or 2 hours to come into the business, invite some community people there, and then have an event. They can do a meeting. They can do a seminar. They can do a workshop. Because just like ourselves, we're always looking to partner with other organizations, and especially Philly, since I live only 25 minutes away, where we can collaborate as a group and do things collectively as well, because we can reach a lot more people. So it's not as hard as it appears to be. You, like the Nike commercial, you just do it. I would immediately reach out to people locally, talk to some parents or the individuals that you're looking to reach, and then set up a place where you get together on a regular basis and discuss the issues that are important to the community, to you, and the men and women that you serve.
All right, Texas, you heard that. Start in your own living room. It doesn't take much. And that's what I love about doing Hand and Footprints, because it is all about where you get started from, you know. And a lot of people think in order to be infamous, you have to, it just happens overnight, and it just you have to start big. But a lot of times you start, like you said, in your living room. So now that you have, you're here, you have arrived, where do you want to take it? What do you want to see happen?
One of the key things we want to do is to be able to travel more, where we go into different cities and different towns that are hurting, like Trenton and Camden and Georgia and Alabama, where we would hold events on a regular basis with other organizations that are locally. So one of the things we focus on sometimes is churches. We'll talk to a church and we'll say, listen, we want to come in and partner and talk to the community, to your parishioners. So the biggest thing I think for us is we really want to be able to have the funds eventually to do that. Right now we're self-sufficient, and we really haven't reached out for donations. Mostly everything we pay for is done by myself and my wife, Claudia, and our team members who also pitch in when necessary. But we're working toward the area where we're going to be looking for donations and grants on the next level, which we're currently working on as we speak.
All right, so those of you who are grant writers and know, those of you who are out there, because we might as well share the wealth. That's how we amass the so-called wealth, is, and I don't mean monetary, wealth as in knowledge, wealth as in position, wealth as in, you know, the next steps that we want to take. Those of you who know about monies that are out there, please, 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 when Randall puts up his information on the Hand and Footprints page, please pass it on. Please pass on. If those of you who have written grants and proposals and you know of good places where they can go, where he can go and his group can take it to the next level, please, 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 please put the information out there. You know, we have to, because when you look at other communities, that's what they do. They share the knowledge. And when you share knowledge, you share wealth. And I'm not talking about monetary. It's the wealth of knowledge is so wealthy. It really is. And if we share it, all of us can get to that plateau where we need to be. So make sure that you guys are hooking up, and we're definitely going to make sure that we put all the information necessary online. So now, Randall, you're doing all this, and I'm thankful that you and your wife and you and your team are walking in your purpose and your spirit. If there's a few things that you could leave for our guests, for our listeners, you know, some nuggets that they can really take with them for the day, and especially to our men, what would it be?
Well, one of the things are you're a reflection of your peers. So the people in your life are a reflection of where you came from and where you're going. So as you start to grow and start to expand, you're going to have a lot of haters and people that don't understand you. So you're going to have to separate yourself. Doesn't mean you can't love them, but in order to move forward, sometimes the ones that love you the most, you need to put aside because they can't see your vision. They can't see your dream. And sometimes they may try to poison it even though they don't mean to. So sometimes you have to go alone and align yourself with like-minded people who are on the same mission with the same spirit that understand what you're trying to do and can hold you up when you feel weak and support you when you're down. Another thing I want to share is every time something goes wrong in your life, when you want to cry and you're upset and you're feeling a lot of pain, understand that is a teachable moment. And every bit of failure or mistakes you make, you and I are going to learn something from it. So when you get to the next level, those things are going to help you be stronger. The reason I say being homeless was the best thing that happened to me, or one of the ones, is the fact that I no longer, Ricky, want to be happy. I don't want to be happy, and I'll tell you why. Happiness is based on how you feel, the things you have, conditions in the world. Every morning when I wake up, I try to be joyous, which means I could have very little food but have a smile on my face, have only a penny in my pocket, but I'm feeling really good because you carry that spirit with you. And the third thing is find some type of spiritual base, whether it's Allah, no matter what your religion is, something greater than you that can give you faith and encouragement when the road seems dark. So that way you can be a beacon of light. No matter where you go, people will see you shine. And you could be a blessing to somebody else, Ricky.
And it's just as simple as that. It really is just as simple. And I'm so glad that you're telling people. Please let folks know again how they can get a hold of the Magnificent Men Mentoring Group and how they can get a hold of you, whether they're seeking services or whether they have ideas or maybe things that they want to share with you.
Absolutely. They can also go to Facebook and put in Magnificent Men Mentoring Group. All the events and things we do post it on a regular basis. They can go to our website and send us an email. And the website is mmlikemarymary-mg.org. Or they can call us at 609-468-4951. And I have to say, Ricky, the things we've been able to do, what we've been able to do to this point, are nothing compared to where we're trying to go. And thank the good Lord that we have a support system like the Reggies and Kiokas and James and Troy. So you have to really find a group that understands the mission and are willing to sacrifice to get there. Because I could not do what I do without my wife and the wonderful men and women that support us from day one, and I appreciate them so much.
And I appreciate you, and I appreciate your team. I appreciate the magnificent men mentoring group. I truly do. I'm blessed and thankful that you've been on the air, and I just see that you're going to continue. Lord's going to continue to bless you in everything that you put your hand to and where you want to go. So definitely, I'm glad that I'm able to be a part of, just a small part of where you're going on your journey. I truly appreciate it. Thank you for being on with me. Thank you for sharing. Like I said, everything that Mr. Toby has put on, Randall has put on today, he's going to make sure that he puts on to the Ham and Footprints page. So you guys make sure that you go on there. If you've missed, like if you called in a little bit later, that's okay, because you can always go to the Blog Talk Radio Station page and put in Ricky Jones, and you can definitely listen to the archives. Definitely, definitely listen. So now we've talked all the business and all of that. What are you doing for Father's Day?
That's a great question, Ricky. Well, I have a 17-year-old son and a 16-year-old daughter, and they told me they're going to surprise me. So I'm just going to be quiet, mind my business, and try to be a good dad.
Now, let me guess, you're one of those ones who don't necessarily like surprises. You like to try to find out stuff, huh?
Oh, yeah. Don't buy me time. I'm very particular, man. You know, I like to come correct, so don't give me anything we have to return. I'll take a gift card, I'll take some cash, and we'll work it out.
But I think they know you well enough, so I think you'll be definitely pleasantly and happily surprised, and you will enjoy it, won't you?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, so I'm very much looking forward to that. So,
I
also want to just tell all your listeners to please support her program. It's so rare in this very crazy economy to be able to have these stations like your own who are trying to bring positive things and a message and putting good people together. So it's very important that the average man and woman like myself and those that are out there, that we collaborate and work together to support those that are trying to do something good for our community, because we need each other, and it makes a huge difference, Ricky. So I'm so happy and proud to be on your 97th show.
I thank you. That I might have to run and go play that number today. I don't know. I'm going to see what I hit. And if I hit the lottery, you know, I'll call you up and say, hey, I'll tell you and Claudia, meet me at the airport.
And we will pack our bags, and we will be there.
All right, now. I do thank you. I truly, truly thank you for being on. I thank you for celebrating. Like I said, I enjoy June. I tell you guys all the time, I enjoy June from the first time that I did my first show as far as dedicating it to our men of color, and especially to our black men. And I really enjoyed the men that I have met in the last 2 years. And they're doing ordinary things. And that's, if anyone reads the description about the show, it's people doing extraordinary things in ordinary manners. And, you know, like I said, all of us are infamous in our own right. And all of us have a gift, like you said, all of us have a gift and talent that God gave us, and we utilize it. And I thank you. I truly, truly thank you for being on, because you could have said, you know, because some people, once they get to a certain plateau, they may say, oh, well, you know, your show is too small for me. And that's okay, because everybody has their right, you know, to their thing of what they want to do. Oh, I'm not necessarily sure if I want to be able to do that, things of that nature. And for every no I get, I'm okay with, and every yes is even more of a blessing. So I thank you for saying yes. I thank you for spending this hour with me. I truly appreciate it. Once again, guys, if you want to make sure that you get all the information that you need from Mr. Toby, make sure that you go to the Hand and Footprints page on Facebook. If you have any questions or comments, if you have people that August is July, it's going to be fantastic, because July and August I usually dedicate to the summer and things that you can do. We have some summer entertainment for July, so stay tuned for that. We're going to end off this month with a famous legendary celebrity stylist, And I'm not going to tell the name. You all just going to have to make sure that you follow me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, follow me on Instagram. I always have to go through my whole list. Follow me on Google Plus to find out who this celebrity makeup and hair designer is going to be. So make sure you tune into that. If you have any comments or questions, if you have any suggestions, or if you have some other folks that you want to kind of say, hey, Ricky, can you take a look at it? I'll definitely reach out to them. You can email me at themsrrikkijones@gmail.com. Randall, I want to wish you a fantastic, fabulous Father's Day. I hope you enjoy it. I thank you. I thank you on behalf of those of us who are mothers who have men in our children's lives who are doing what they're supposed to and then stuff above and beyond. You know, because a lot of times we say, oh, well, you know, that's what he's supposed to do. But sometimes you have to thank, ladies, you have to thank that man, because even though that's what he's supposed to, quote, unquote, supposed to do, he can make a choice not to do that. And for you, I thank you. Thank you. Have a wonderful Father's Day. Thank you, Claudia, for having such a wonderful husband and being his support and his ride or die, just being on his side. We thank you for that. Thank you to your magnificent mentoring group. Thank you for being on. Thank you for each and every one of you that have tuned in today. As I always say, if it's not like breathing, don't do it. Happy Father's Day to all of you guys, and enjoy. Again, Randall, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure, Ricky. Let's do some stuff out there in Philadelphia, girl.
Definitely. When we get off the air, I am going to, I'm actually going to give you a call, if you don't mind. I'm actually going
not
to give you a call and give you that information. So from what I've gotten from a couple of the folks, okay?
Thank you so much, Ricky. And thank you to listeners for taking the time out your Saturday to spend this time with her show and listening to me as well.
All right, guys, like I said, if it's not like breathing, don't do it. Happy Father's Day.
Bye.
That was my little one saying goodbye.